And if you just look at his interactions with the disciples after his resurrection, you could see it's wonderful examples of being a priest. The way he talked to Thomas, the way he appeared to them, the way he fed them. So you see there all of these wonderful actions from a priest who is seeking to help and succor.
Could we say that intrinsically the Lord was always a priest? Even before the cross, he interceded, he pleaded, he told Peter, "Satan hath desired thee, but I prayed for desired you, all of you, but I prayed for you." There was intercession in the garden, Hebrews 5, verse 7. These are acts of priests. Priests intercede, they pray, they supplicate. So intrinsically, the Lord was a priest his whole life, but he demonstrated the fact that he is the great high priest in his own offering. There, it's clearly seen.
I want to just kind of help us to say that we want to touch that on that a little later, because there are some other things that are characteristic of his priesthood that we want to touch on, and we'll talk about what he does as the priest to get to fuller explanation of those points. Well, the next thing is, it says in chapter 7, verse 20, to move us along, it tells us that there was something distinct about the Lord Jesus. The first thing that we remember from chapter 1 is no one takes this honor unto himself. No one takes up this role of a priest on his own. It's a work of God to define the office and to place one in the office. He had Aaron, we had the failure in Aaron, and now we have it in Christ. But then, in chapter 7, verse 20, we find out that something else happened. In Exodus, when God gives the Aaronic priest, there was this whole process and procedure by which the priest became consecrated or suited, fitted to that work. There was the sacrifice, there was the putting the blood on the ear and on the thumb and on the foot, and there was this whole process by which the priest became prepared for the service. When it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, we get this distinct uniqueness in that he is consecrated a priest by an oath. Now, oath is a very powerful thing in the scripture. When it says that God swore, he could swear by no higher, he swore by himself. That by an oath, we have this confidence to know that what God is doing, he does, and he does it well. And so we have in chapter 7, verse 20, and through 22, is the uniqueness of the Lord Jesus Christ in that he is consecrated or suited, fitted as a priest by an oath. That means God establishes him unique and separate and distinct from anything else.
And he gives the qualification or the reason for that. Why God give him the oath to be a priest? Number one, he, in the earlier part of the chapter, just to bring, to kind of like underline what Mark was saying, the fact of the matter is, he brings the Melchizedek priesthood, because remember the Hebrews epistle is written to people who is at loss. What happened? Everything that that God given, that they were held to, it seems like has no value anymore to them. There is no temple, there is no priest, there is none of these things that they held fast for. What Christianity is offering them is really this whole thing. So he starts the chapter by bringing Melchizedek, priesthood of Melchizedek. After all, the Lord Jesus could not be a priest after the order of Aaron, as we have heard already. He was not from the tribe of Levi. He was not from the children of Aaron. He was from the tribe of Judah. So he brings before us the greatness of the oath that we have heard about, the psalm that we have heard about, Psalm 110. Thou art the priest after the order of Melchizedek. So that is God's order to him. That's number one. So Melchizedek was made like unto the Son of God because of the eternal character that the Lord Jesus have, or because intrinsically in him, he is the eternal Son of God. But not only that, Melchizedek is greater than Abraham, which means that Melchizedek is greater than Isaac, which means he's greater than Jacob, he's greater than Levi, he's greater than Aaron, because he proved in a very methodic and distinct way, because Abraham gave the tenth to Melchizedek. That means that the younger give to the greater. Not only that, it was Melchizedek that blessed Abraham, not the other way around. Therefore, the priesthood of the Lord Jesus is greater than the priesthood of Aaron. And therefore, he is qualified, but above all, that it with an oath that the priesthood was given to him.